The human body is amazing.
Whoa.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Yep, each organ and body part is specifically designed by nature to do different things, like your lungs, designed to get you air, your heart, designed to make you fall in love with any mildly attractive person you see on TV or movies. Your spleen is the place where your body grows diamonds that you can sell for profit.
That's not true at all.
My spleen grows diamonds.
Really?
It doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You
want to buy some spleen diamonds? Hit me up. And then there's the human brain, and honestly, we don't know what that thing does. Even scientists aren't really sure. But maybe we'll find out with another edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Brooke, what's on your mind?
Oh, God, I have an enemy at work.
You do?
Just
and
one?
I didn't mean to make this enemy.
Oh.
But she hates me, and it's my fault.
Okay.
I was walking in the hallway, and this cute young girl walks by, and I simply said hi, because I am a very personable person.
Okay.
Right?
That's what personable people
say.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And she goes, "Do you remember me this time?" Aggressive.
Oh,
very
no.
Very aggressive.
I
so not only
like that,
is she saying, "Do you remember me?" because obviously I don't.
Yeah.
But she's saying this time as in I have forgotten before.
We've had this yeah. conversation.
And so I go, yeah.
Oh, no.
And it was obvious that you didn't, probably.
She goes, and then she goes, "What's my name?"
Oh, uh-oh. My gosh.
And in that moment, I wanted to crawl in a hole and
absolutely.
Die.
Yeah. I mean, I'm embarrassed for
that's
you.
Why I don't talk to people. You yeah. don't have to run into those awkward situations, you know?
Like,
they
no.
just know that so, that guy's not going to talk
to you. I don't know you. Yeah. Have a good day.
I don't. And walking. I don't even want to talk to you right now because I'm doing stuff. Get out of my way.
At that point, I had to come clean and I had to say, I have no idea.
Who was she?
She was the yeah. girl that works overnights here. And apparently, according to her, I've met her 3 times.
Oh.
But according to me, I've never seen her before in my life.
There's an overnight person here?
Yes.
I had no idea.
You're yes. 24/7.
And let wow. me tell you, don't forget her. She will make you feel like you're an inch big. Oh, that's what's been on my mind. I don't really know how to apologize. I tried to. I followed her down the hall and she's like, "You sound good on the radio."
I think that's even worse.
And yeah. she goes, yeah. yeah.
She's like, "You never listen to me."
Yeah.
Just leave it alone, I think. Jose, what's on your mind?
Well, I read an article recently that people that can't sleep well may have a vitamin deficiency. And I don't take vitamins, but I saw a really good deal on Amazon. And so I bought a huge, I didn't know it was this big, but I bought like a huge, like, 1,000-pill bottle of vitamins.
See, okay? I would think that your better solution would like to be eat healthier, but okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm looking for solutions. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. anyway, I get this huge bottle of vitamins, and I'm reading the back, and it's like, 100% of this, 100% of iron, magnesium, all this stuff I've never heard of.
You're going to be Superman by the time this bottle's done.
And then I thought about it and I go, wait, hold on. If it has 100% of my daily intake for all of these, then if I take it, I can't like eat other stuff because then I'm going to have like 200% of vitamin C in my body and
no
my body's going to reject it.
No, you can't
no.
overdose on vitamin C.
I don't know
C
how
really
it works.
No.
And
no.
I've talked to people and I said, hey, if I take a vitamin and then I do eat healthy or something, is that my body going to reject my vitamins?
No.
And they're like, dude, you don't even need vitamins. It's all a scam. So now I'm confused. I'm like, is a vitamin going to hurt my body?
Do Who I are you talking to about that? The pizza guy that you have a
no,
really good relationship with? He's like, dude, you don't need vitamins. Trust me.
Nobody.
Pepperoni. Keep the pepperoni going. Keep me in a house right now.
Nobody has ever overdosed on vitamin C. Like,
well,
it's not something that can happen.
Well, then how? If I have 500% of my magnesium for the day,
your
what is my body?
It'll just turn a funny color.
My pee's going to change colors?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound healthy. So I'm just very scared. Like, I literally have like 1,000 vitamins at home, and I've looked them in the eye, and I cannot take one. I'm so
I've
scared.
I've never met anybody that's scared to take vitamins.
You guys take them?
Except for like a 5-year-old who's like, I don't know what that is. I don't want to eat it.
I should have done the chewables.
You should do the chewables.
I like how you're not worried about anything else that you put in your body.
No!
Like drugs, alcohol, horrible fast food for you.
I'm worried about magnesium.
All right, well,
it's vitamins that are going to do you in.
Text in at 78592. Jose needs your advice on vitamins.
Please.
All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
So, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm starting to get a little bit older now.
Okay.
But one of my main goals as I age is to save up money to buy a house.
Oh.
Someday.
Big okay, purchase. Everyone feels bad.
But I was reading an article the other day, and it said the number one biggest regret that millennials have right now is buying a house.
A regret?
They have as a regret?
It's the biggest regret that they have.
Why?
Because they didn't know that after you buy it, things are constantly breaking. You have to fix them yourself or pay other people to do it. It's just basically a money pit that you're going
to
throw.
It's a lot easier to pay rent and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. They say a house actually limits your freedom and your flexibility in your life.
Really?
And being flexible is something that I really pride myself on.
I know that.
So now I don't know. Like, should buying a house still be one of my goals, or should
I focus on something more lucrative
in my life?
I bought a house when I had no money and I was 26 and they were doing zero down. You didn't have to pay anything at the time to get a house. I'm like, I'll buy one of those. And it still turned out great.
That's awesome. You know what you should buy, dude?
You just
need
to get also a power drill at the same time.
No, a boat.
Chicks love boats.
Yeah.
Okay,
a boat seems like a lot
those
of return
I hear
on
are
investment.
Even less of a money pit.
Yeah. Juba, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I think I'm regretting something that I said in a meeting.
You think?
I think I am, yeah.
I bet the person in the meeting is feeling like you should. Well, but I don't even know what you said.
I'm in like non-stop meetings these days because of my social media, because apparently I'm the edgiest person on the planet. On the planet. Had no idea, right? So people are always complaining about my social media. And I posted something the other day. I had yet another meeting about it. I was like, what do you want me to do? Just be like every other radio host out there, like the Seacrests of the world, and just post pictures next to a microphone? Mm-hmm. I like to entertain online too. Yeah. And they said, well, you know, that would be great. And I looked at them and I said, look, look at me. I would starve before I was Seacrest. I would starve before I was Seacrest. And I said it just like that. Like, I don't get passionate in meetings that much, but I just said it like that. And I was like, man, that felt good. And then after the meeting, I got in the car. I was like, let's see how much Ryan Seacrest is worth anyway.
Yeah.
$410 million.
Oh, dude.
So, yeah, follow me at Jubal Fresh. It's probably just be pictures of me next to the microphone being like, hey, another day. Because, man, maybe I need to take those words back.
Uh-huh.
78592. What's on your mind today? Positive or negative? Just get it off your chest. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.